1, 2, 3, 4. Hate to see your loving gone to waste. I hate to see you leave, but you could stay. And I've been thinking about you and wasting too much time. In the morning, I'll be out your door by 9. So if there's a beer that you can't finish, your boat's got holes in it, I'll do something with it, throw it my way. Could be the love that you've been losing since you ran away from Houston. Lord knows I could use some, throw it my way. Thinking about moving across the plains. I hear if I go south, they'll let me play. Walking through the world, we keep on crossing paths. In the morning, I just might be crawling back.
Owen Justice on a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. Owen's been busy playing shows left and right.
Yes, he has. He was we need to help his social media following, according to Dad.
Oh, okay. All right, Dad. we're gonna help Owen out a little bit here. He's all over social, and I'm about to give out his social media stuff right now. He was just in Glenwood, and looked like a good show, nice crowd, performing with some people as well. So make sure you follow Owen on Facebook. Just type in Owen Justice. He's also on Twitter, Owen Justice Music, and on, no, that's IG. On Twitter, he's O Justice Music. Just the letter O, JUSTICE Music. Give this guy a follow. Trust me, who knows? 2 or 3 years, this guy might be in Tennessee making records. You might see him on the Grammy Awards. Tell him to.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure. He's got that kind of talent. It's a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
11:39 in about a couple of hours. There'll be activity in Lincoln. Football is here. One of the most important seasons, if not the most important season ever, for so many different reasons. But today is the day. Everybody's 0-0. You got 4 weeks until a game is played. Hope springs eternal. You talk yourself into 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You get into the Monty range, 12 wins. We've also got Gilla in Phoenix. He'll come in with 13 wins. But football is back, media day today, fan day later today, where I think outside of the head coach and the quarterbacks, including number 2, Omar Manning will be the most popular player. He's got a big personality. He's you don't find a lot of wide receivers that have been wandering around Nebraska that are 6'4", 225. He's got a personality. He could have a bigger personality depending on how this season goes. But I think he will be extremely popular, and he will lean into this. Any interaction he's had with the fans, the fans know him. I mean, you look at him and go, "Do you play football in Nebraska?" And he embraces it. So I think he will be next to the head coach and the quarterback, the most popular player this evening for fan day. Now, let's talk about the football part of that as we welcome back into the Gary Sharp Show. The question I asked Jacob, which position group over the next 4 weeks, let's just go 4 weeks, let's don't go the entire season, with Nebraska, has a position coach that has the most proven camp? If you're on the defensive side of the ball, you're probably not really into this discussion. Now, not everything is hunky-dory on the defensive side of the ball, but it's more question marks on the certain position group and getting his guys up to speed and being able to play that we focus on. You could look at the wide receiver room, where they are deeper than they have been in the past. And that includes 2 walk-ons that were announced last night by Matt Lubick, Falk and Lever, as scholarship guys. And you add that to the talent that Nebraska has recruited. And they've been able to retain some guys, so that room is pretty deep at wide receiver. And then let's throw in the tight ends. Not coached by Lubick, but you have Sean Becton. Sean Becton is in a good spot. Sean Becton recruits well, and he's got a tight end room that will be very integral and very involved in the offense. And that doesn't even include the star, Thomas Fedoni, who will not begin the year with Nebraska as he rehabs from that knee injury. You could look at the offensive line with Greg Austin. I think, and I'm going to tie all of this together. You're going to see, we've got a lot of moving parts here, but we're going to tie things together. My wonderment about the offense, if in year four it becomes Nebraska's offense, it's not Scott Frost's offense. It's not, hey, Matt Lubick, he's doing this. It's just Nebraska's offense. Two guys don't fight over, hey, I'm going to call this play, you call this play, you're the running game coordinator, I'm the passing game coordinator, you're the head coach. Can you make it Nebraska's offense where you've got 4 years in, even though the roster is, what, 99 of 153 are still underclassmen? You still got enough guys that have played in this offense for multiple years. Can you step back and let guys play? Is this the year that Nebraska on the offensive side of the ball steps back and says, go get them? You're good enough. You're smart enough. You've learned well enough. We're just going to let you go. Greg Austin kind of is in that situation. You could still look at the years on the depth chart after the number and the name and the height and the weight and go, boy, that's a young offensive line. Well, that offensive line has played a lot of football individually. Now, some have been together a little bit longer. You got a brand new tackle. I mean, I don't know that Nebraska in a while has had as highly ranked tackles like they have this year with Ben Hart and Corcoran. But you got guys that have played a lot of football at Nebraska, including a center that seems like he was here when Mike Riley was the head coach. But he's going to turn them loose. There's the running back position where you've got six bona fide candidates, and have you been able to find one? And when you find one, can you keep them, and can you get a couple other guys? And then there's quarterback. Adrian Martinez playing a full season and being healthy would be a heck of an accomplishment. That would definitely mean that 55% of Nebraska's rushing yards, like they were last year, are not going to be picked up by the quarterback. And the quarterback is not taking hits, taking unnecessary hits, and he finds a way to play all 12 games. So that you do not have to go to plan B at quarterback with two inexperienced guys. That Logan Smothers now has been here for a year. Henrik Harburg has been here for 8 months. You don't know what you have when the lights come on at backup quarterback. Logan Smothers was being retooled in the offseason. Harburg, for being still raw and new on the scene, gave you something during the spring and then opened up the door to maybe that's the kind of quarterback in terms of height and big boy arm that Nebraska is looking for when they get a commitment from Richard Torres from San Antonio in next year's class. That's your quarterback in next year's class. So which position group with their position coach has the most to prove in camp? Would you go wide receiver? Because if you're handed that amount of depth and talent and variety, can you get them coached up? Can you get the best three and the best six on the field? Or do you stick to your principles that they've got to be able to block? They've got to be able to be aggressive on the edge. I can't give you any leeway. You might be really, really talented, and you can go up and high point a football, and you can catch and run, and I can get you on a jet sweep, and bam, you're in the end zone. But, you know, you got to be able to block. I mean, are you willing to sacrifice some things? Or maybe guys have gotten better on the edge, which in turn would really help this offense move as a whole if you have wide receivers that are knocked down guys on the edge when they're not out there catching the football, and they're opening up lanes for the quarterback or the running back. But you've got pieces to work with. Can you get them coached up? The offensive line, got pieces, plenty of pieces. What about quarterback? And I just went through the scenario of the backup quarterback. But if the starting quarterback, he can look different in year four. He can look like he's been coached up, like there have been tweaks, right? He can't just show up and it's the same guy from last year. Yeah, high percentage of completions, but what about decision making? What about downfield passing? How's this all going to work? So I think the quarterback part of this equation is really where I'm going to look that has the most to prove in camp. I'm getting a lot of running back, running back, running back. But the current guy, the guy that can lift this team, has to be better in the phases that make this offense go. Those have been addressed. Have they been cured? And then what's going on behind him? Because before you know it, we're going to be another year. Nebraska will be getting ready to play Northwestern, and they may have a brand new starting quarterback that will either been in the program for 2 years without starting a game or for a full season. Are they ready to play? And by chance, in a place where the starting quarterback hasn't consistently made it through the entire year, do you have the backups ready to go? That's where I'm turning, is where is quarterback at? Because Adrian can't just show up and be the same guy that walked off the field against Rutgers. Has to take what we saw in the spring physically, and then the quarterback part of it, put that together, and you might be cooking with some peanut oil. Bill writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary at 1620thezone.com, Equitable Bank, where they take banking personally. He says running back. Running back first and foremost. Whatever happened to the University of Nebraska being known for the running backs? Where did that go? How come we don't recruit running backs? How come we don't develop running backs? Which running back is going to be developed this year? Will it be one, two, or three running backs? It's fair. Very few times you could go into a season where there is not a bona fide number one at running back. Now, I think Gabe Irvin is the guy. I think he's more than just a spring person who got extra reps because not all the running backs were available. I bought stock in him. I say quarterback. A lot of you say running back. We say hello to a break. We'll get to some more emails and some tweets. Phone calls are always welcome, 951-1620, if you would like to join the show. Later in the show, we will go to Lincoln. The head coach will speak. We've got players. We'll get you sound from the head coach. Any players that say earth-shattering things, we will break in. I don't believe that will happen. I want to hear a sense of urgency, which I think you will, and the reality of where this team is and what needs to be done this year. I asked for that. I think we're going to get it. I don't think guys are living in la-la land this year. They know what's at stake. They might be listening right now. When I say they're about to enter one of the most important seasons for so many different reasons, they all go, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's 11:50. It's the Gary Sharp Show on a Thursday on 1620 The Zone.